Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about some of the efforts of the council to work with the food service side of the industry.
Absolutely. The Beef Checkoff conducts outreach efforts to chefs, restaurateurs, and other culinary professionals because they have the power to develop new beef recipes, include more beef items on their menus, and deliver the high-quality beef their customers love. So to get more beef on more menus, the Beef Checkoff has invested producer dollars in virtual outreach tactics through the Checkoff-funded Culinary Center, as well as distributed new menuing ideas through an online food service newsletter. Another Beef Checkoff effort to engage chefs was a video series that brought beef producers and chefs together to learn about beef's life cycle from pasture to plate. The videos were shared with Chef's Roll culinary community through multiple social and digital channels, with their Instagram posts reaching nearly 800,000 culinary professionals.
Learn more about how the Checkoff is working for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, the cattle complex got a shot in the arm yesterday due to lower grain futures and higher cash bids. There was some early sales about a dollar higher in Texas, followed by some cattle trading $3 to $4 higher in Kansas. Cattle trading a dollar higher was no real surprise, but bids and trades higher than that were. This was interesting considering July 4th is just 1.5 weeks away, a time of year after which beef demand seasonally decreases. However, current demand for beef remains strong and may not follow seasonality. Feedlots may be in a better position to negotiate higher prices, with average weights indicating they're more current with supply. Hog futures put a strong day in yesterday, with contracts nearly $3 higher, but fell back into the close, with the October contract closing just slightly lower. This indicates how cautious traders are about the strength in cash as time moves forward. The National Direct Afternoon Report did show price increasing $4.47, which should alleviate some of the concern of traders. July canned city wheat trading up about 11.5 cents early today, regaining some of the bullish influence from spring wheat's weather problems and also encountering a rain forecast that will disrupt the winter wheat harvest. There is little doubt that the soft red winter wheat harvest will be interrupted by this week's heavy rain amounts, especially in Missouri and the eastern Midwest. December corn is trading about 2 cents higher early today, still facing a 7-day forecast of heavy rains that are expected to start in the central corn belt tomorrow and expand east and north into southeastern Ontario. Just about every major Corn Belt state will be covered except for the Dakotas and possibly Minnesota. It's the best rain chance for many areas since the corn crop was planted and will be especially helpful to central Corn Belt areas that have been hot and dry. November soybeans up about 3.5 cents early today, holding closely above their 100-day average at $12.92, with a broad coverage of rain for most soybean crops on the way for the next 7 days. We'll check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
At the close yesterday, August live cattle up 215, 123.17. October up 172, 128.37. August feeder cattle up 325, 158.35. September up 297, 160.35. July hogs up 47 cents, 107.52. Kansas City wheat, July down 3.25, 596.5. September down 3.25 at 606. Chicago wheat, July down 10.5, 651. September up 10 cents at 655. July corn's up a half penny at 659.75. September down 18.25, 5.53. July soybeans down 20.5, 13.94.5. August soybeans down 18.25 cents. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.